Beware with all shall a young man cleanse his ways by taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Shotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Our type of Christianity, I've also started, our type of Christianity that we are living, young people, I would say that we are not serious. Yes. We are pretending. There's a lot of pretense as young people because you have a Christian name. Because you are called Christiana, you feel that you are equal to Christ. Do you understand? But we actually don't take this Christianity thing far. Do you understand what I'm preaching? Yes. And so, like Reverend William said, we are here to stir up something in you. Do you understand? There is something already in you. Since you gave your life to Christ, you do new believers, school. They taught you few scriptures. Do you understand? We know that there is, you see, you stir up when there is something. If there is nothing, you don't stir anything up. Do you understand? And when you don't stir, look, there are some things, when you don't stir them up, they get spot. When you are doing stew, you don't stir. You are seriously doing stew, and you say you will not stay. No, you not get a certain result. Hallelujah. Yeah. So we have come to stir you up to get a certain result. Yeah. Look, this prayer meeting, a lot of young people don't like prayer meeting. A lot of us don't read our Bibles. Yes. You have phone. The only app that is not on it is Bible. Everything else is on it. Yes, everything else is on it apart from Bible. So we have brought ourselves from wherever we came from to tell you that, listen, there is a part of the Christianity that you have to take serious. Yes. You see, because you are people's future wives and husbands. So. Do you understand? And in the midnight, where your pastor is not with you, what type of prayers will you be praying? Most of you are not married, so you don't even understand. Yeah. There comes a time in your life where you have to wake up at midnight, like Paul and Silas. You have to wake up at midnight. Hallelujah. So, we are teaching you that, look, you need to stay up. Something in you. Say amen. I don't have to do any introduction. Reverend William has done the introduction things already, so if I say I'm coming to do introduction, my time, we have just 3 minutes to close. But tomorrow we'll preach properly. Hallelujah. Yeah. Stay up. Somebody can stir you up. Somebody can stir you up. In the book of Kings. Go to Kings for me. This scripture, I learned it long time. 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 25. Bible says, but there was none unto like Ahab, who did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of God, whom Jezebel, his wife, stirred up. This scripture, I learned it when we were doing SAP 1. Do you know SAP 1? I don't know SAP 1. Hey, SAP 1, SAP 2, PAP 1, PAP 2. Those, if they appoint pastors, and it's not easy. Now, dear. Yeah. Somebody can stir you up negatively. This is King Ahab being stirred up by the wife in a negative way. Jezebel. But there was none unto like Ahab. Ahab was a king who did sell him. Ahab's wickedness was as a result of the stirring of the wife. So if somebody can stir you up negatively, somebody can also stir you up positively. So we have come to stir you up. Look, there are things that are stirring you up negatively. Yeah, that's your friend. That's your, some of you came here because a certain plan didn't work out. That's why you are here. Certain plan didn't go. As we are going this way, we saw some Bonyobi that they were sending this way. And the way the girls were happy in the car. Do you know Bonyo? Some dead body be they were bruised. So I'm sure something is happening around this area tonight. Some of you would have been there, but the guy to go with you say he can't make it. So Charlie, the rain has stopped that thing. So Charlie, let me just wear beret, red beret, and come and show. Because the Accra people, the Accra Kumasi people have come. So let's go and see what they have for us. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Somebody can stir. You can be stirred up in a negative way. TikTok can stir you up. No, you see, a lot of the people who do the things on TikTok, look, this challenge, sometimes you don't want to do, but you see, something stir you up. The Buga challenge. Ordinarily on your own, you wouldn't do any challenge. Yeah. But there's a certain stirring in the system. You do it. Hey, this new girl who has come, Kelly. Hey! It is stirring up so many things. I know the people. Oh no, I know the girls. I watch. Oh, I just need to enhance so that you know we know what you know. Hallelujah. Yeah. Let something in the church stir you up. Let prayer meetings stir you up. Let quiet time stir you up. You must be stirred up. Yeah. Something must shake you. Yeah. Even when you buy medicine, they say shake well before use. You are not shaking at all. Your fragrance. Why wife? Who is wife? Go to fragrance. Who is doing that thing? Why have you brought Jezebel and his husband here? Go to where. I'm closing. Jeremiah. See in Jeremiah. 48 verse 11, he said, from his earliest history, Moab has lived in peace. You are in peace, you are in peace. There is nothing worrying you. You see, and because you are a young person, you are doing what the devil likes. There is no way the devil will worry you. So you are at peace. You wake up, you don't have your quiet time. You are okay. Oh, you are okay. Fine protocol will not allow me to say that. If you have not had your quiet time this week, stand up. I can't say that because I'm a guest. To look, I'm spoiling the church. 10 minutes. 10 minutes said, you have started calling people who don't do quiet time. Yeah. But you see, let the Colossians 3:16 say, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teaching and admonishing one in psalms and hymns. Hallelujah. Let something stir you up. You see, words are able to stir people up. Yeah. There's a speech you can read. A lot of the people who cause coup, you understand? They say things and people, there's something I can say right now. There's something I can say right now. A group of us will be stirred up and get angry, and you can easily walk out because somebody has shaken something. Yeah, there's something we can say. You just break up with a certain boy. Yeah, there's something we say right now. You just break up. Yeah. Like when before we came here. I was on the phone with somebody and I said something. Reverend William asked me that. Ask her the question again. When I asked the girl the question again, a lot of things came up. Yes, so something can stir you up. A certain word can stir you up. Yeah. Something can stir you up. Yeah. Somebody, you can receive a WhatsApp right now. You will not sleep in your room tonight. You will sleep somewhere else. Yeah. Because something is. Do you know how we had what a shock in UD? Do you know? I don't know if you have heard what a shock. What a shock. Do you know the story behind that? What a shock. How? It's okay. But you see, one of the things that can stir you up is the word of God. Let the word of Christ, let it dwell. You see, when you are stirred up, like Reverend William and I, we are stirred up about what we are doing. Yeah. We don't need any encouragement. You see, when you are not stirred up, you need somebody to encourage you, somebody to be talking, have to advise you. No. But when you are stirred up, you are on what we call autopilot. You are on a certain tangent. Yeah. Nobody begs you to come for rehearsals. Nobody begs you to have your... Look, when you are stirred up and you understand the word of God, Caleb, when you understand the word of God, I tell you, you don't need anybody to shake you up. Deuteronomy 6 verse 6. That's my last scripture and I'll close. Deuteronomy 6. He said, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart. Let the words be in your heart. Look, there is a certain Christianity we are practicing that is not real. Look, the most important things, they are the things we don't see. Yes. Look, a lot of the things we see, they are anything you see, most of the things you see, they are not important. Anything you see, if you take your body part, the ones you see, they are not important. Yeah. You don't see your heart, but it's very, very important. Yeah. You don't see your brain. It's very important. I always tell young girls that the most important part of your body is not your breast, it's your brain. So, but I should close. Let me preach. Yeah. So instead of enhancing the brain, enhance the brain. Charlie, next year, don't invite us. I'll come again. Hallelujah. Yeah, enhance. So you see that you don't see kidney. Kidney is very important. If you sell one kidney right now, I've made it. You can live without your hands, but you can't live without your heart. Yeah, the most important part. So we don't see the things that make you fruitful. Do you understand? The things that make you fruitful. Those things are very important. You see people get pregnant. But you don't know what they do. We know what they do. But have you seen people doing? Yeah. You see that, look, this room is daddy and mommy's room. I mean, you can imagine, but you haven't seen before. Yeah. I'm explaining to you. But you see, there is something that brings fruitfulness. Do you understand? There is something that brings fruitfulness. And that thing, you don't easily see it. You dress, you come to church, you come and sing on stage, you dance on stage. No, there are the aspects we see, but there is another aspect that we don't see, like prayer, personal prayer. It's those things that stir you up. And this words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart. 7. 7 says, well, quickly, I don't have time, so that. Or I should use my iPad. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. Because you see, your parents are supposed to teach you these things. Yeah, but let's ask ourselves whether your parents even know. Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and thou shalt talk with them when thou sittest in thy house. 4 opportunities to learn the word of God. Number 1, when you sit in your house. You must be able to learn the word of God when you are in the house. In your house. In your house. Look, some of you in your room, everything is there apart from Bible. Yeah. There are people sitting down here now who don't have Bible. I'm not. You are a chorister. You sing. You are a dancing star. You dance. You don't have Bible. You don't have Bible. I said you don't have Bible. If like challenge, you don't have Bible. When you are coming to church, all you have is your phone. All you have is your phone. Yeah. Since you have this phone, all you have is your. You don't have Bible. Yeah. And he said, when you teach them to your children, you see, that's why you see parents, they pay excursion for the children and all that. One of the things they cannot do is to buy Bible for their children. When thou sittest in thy house, in your house, you should be able to open your Bible as a young girl and read in your house. In your house. When thou sittest in thy house. We should find the Bible in your house. Yeah. In your house. The word of God, which is supposed to stir you up. There's a scripture you will read that will stir you up. There's a scripture. One day you come across that scripture, like what Reverend William was explaining. One day you'll be having your quiet time and you come across a scripture, and that scripture will stir you up. Yeah. It things have stirred us up. You find one scripture like this. You say, I found the answer to my problem. He that committed fornication lacks wisdom. You see, when Bible say you lack wisdom, man, it's a nice way of saying that you are a fool. You lack wisdom. Lack wisdom, or they say you have in medicine, we say you have mental vacation. Your brain is on vacation. You are in Ghana and your brain is in Dubai. It's on vacation. You are not thinking well. You lack understanding. I was telling a young girl this evening that I told her that spirits are able to pass through condoms. Yeah, sperms may not, but spirit can pass. So if you have sexual intercourse with somebody you are not married to, you don't know the amount of spirit transference that is entering your central region. You don't even really, how will you understand? When thou sittest in thy house. I'm about to close. Tomorrow we'll start. Tomorrow we'll do the proper conference. Young girls, be stirred up. Young boys, be stirred up. Let something stir you up. Yeah. As you are reading your Bible in your house, sitting in your house, something will stir you up. Something will stir you up. You'll be stealing. You come across a certain scripture in Ephesians and say that, let him that stole steal no more. That's the end. It will stir you up. Yeah. As you are there, you don't respect your father, you don't respect your mother. One day you'll be having your quiet time and you come across Ephesians 6:6. He said the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, and it will tell that disobedience is actually a spirit that is controlling me. That will be the end of your life or of your disobedience. And you see that it's a spirit. You are stirred up. Number two, when thou walkest by the way, as you are walking by the way, you are going to visit your friend, you don't have Bible. A certain boy say, come and visit him. You enter, now shall we pray? Shall we pray? Kwaku, Yambompae, Radia da Seda. Look, that is erection. It will flatten. To flatten. It's a quick action. Emma, rapid results. That advert, I remember, a man rapid results. Hallelujah. When you walk by the way, you and your friends, instead of talking about TikTok, instead of talking about Kelly, was that girl, it's not like she has some bottles, biao. Like we like our hijab being too like that. But that Kelly girl has come. Like they are pretending they don't understand what I know they know. Oh, boa. They know. Boa. Look at this sister who is sitting down. Wearing this beret as if he's a... Oh, boa. You know what I'm talking about. Hey, you don't know Kelly. You don't know Kelly. You know you don't know Kelly.
I know Kelly.
You know Kelly.
Didn't watch her before coming.
Did you watch Kelly today?
No.
When was the last time you watched Kelly?
That's been a while. I heard the stuff online, so
she has stopped the online.
Hey,
this is the latest.
Yeah.
When you walk by the wayside, may the spirit stir you up when you walk by the wayside. When you walk by the wayside, guys, I said you become a proper Christian. You become a pro. Look, our aim is that we want to become proper. Look, where every field they are fake and there's the real. We have fake doctors, or even we call them quack doctors, and we have real doctors. The same way we have fake Christians, yeah, fake choba. You see that the asanka is not deep enough. God, but that is fake. Doesn't have a lot of the active ingredient, which is the zomi. They say they call it zomi, but this book call it zomi. Yeah, because you have to stir, and obtain a homogeneous mixture. A good gobe. Hallelujah. May something stir you up. I said, may something stir you up. May the Holy Spirit stir you up. Be stirred up.
Stirred up.
Yeah. Be stirred up. Sometimes one of the things that can stir you up is a song. A song. Just a song. I wanna sit at your feet, drink from the cup in your lay back. So this song, it can stir you up positively. And another song can also stir you up negatively. Yeah. I wanna be with you. Oh, come up for there. Don't make me feel as if I'm not in Ghana with you people. More baby. The VGM award, you think we are asleep? We all watch it.
Yeah.
Be stirred up in Jesus' name. I said, be stirred up in Jesus' name. Yeah. As we are watching video. We are you can also watch pornography with popcorn that can stir you up. Yeah. A guy, pa. You see, like me, one of the problems I have with pornography. If you ask me, you see, like you let's even take the fact that pornography is bad. You should stop. But you see, I don't understand why somebody are in US or wherever they've acted something. Do you understand? And this place that I've been mentioning, the name is called what? No, the one that I've mentioned the name that it says not like that. Adresso. What's the adresso? And listen. I'm explaining pornography to you. Somebody is in US. They acted pornography. What's the adresso? And now, who caught your pager? I mean, how? How? The thing has stood up. You don't know what to do. I mean, why? What is the sense? Wait. What is the sense in window shopping? Something you have seen, you can't buy. Now don't be video shopping. Hallelujah. Amen. When you walk by the wayside, when you are going to visit somebody, you messages must be playing. Message. As you are going to visit the person, message should be playing. Yeah. Message. When we are into podcast, you are into pornography long time. Podcast and pornography, they look the same, but they are not the same. Yeah. Suck message. Let something stir you up as you are going to school. Look, be listening to message. Let the word stir you up. Let something stir you up. Let the word from the preacher stir you up. Yeah. You see, you are stirred up because you understand something. A certain understanding comes. Do you understand? A certain understanding comes. And you see, all the scriptures Reverend William read, after stirred up, remembrance. So what it means is that a lot of the things you know, you have forgotten. So by stirring it, you now remember. So we are reminding you that there was something which you knew called quiet time, which you have forgotten, which you don't do. The last time you did your quiet time was 2 months ago. 2 months ago. But as we speak, you are a shepherd. You are a shepherd. Yeah. Look, there are pastors. There are pastors who don't have their quiet times. Oh, yes. There are pastors who don't have their quiet time. Even they are considering appointing you as a pastor. But you know deep down that you don't have your quiet time. Yeah. As we are trying to make you a pastor, you have 3 girls. But like, we don't even know about it. Number three. When thou liest down, sleep with preaching messages. Yeah. Oh, Reverend, our room where we are 84. You are 84, you sleep in one room. 84 people in one room. It doesn't matter. I used to sleep in the same room. About five boys, we sleep in the same room. Then I have one cousin, Italy. When it comes, we have this DVD player, those days CD. Then he put it inside. Anytime he put that inside, say, Shama Paul. I don't know that every time, every morning, he put that in. Then you see that he's dancing. Then he's. When he finishes, he leaves. We used to stay at Circle. Then one day I went to Circle, I bought CD. And I think they have about 100 songs on it. When I put the first one, it says, and God will make a way where there seems. So before he wakes up and do Shamo Paul, then I just, God. And the rule is that when something is playing, you wait till he finish play. He can't wait. He just leaves. Yeah. When thou liest down, the phone you have in, download podcast. As you are sleeping, let the words of Bishop that he would be sounding in your room. Yeah. Last night, we slept with songs. The song from my iPad, it was just playing. And then this dawn, we woke up, we continued with flow. We ended with flow till communion time. Yeah. You don't pray. And it's not because we came together, we are trying to impress ourselves. No. When is flow, we flow. When thou liest down. Hey, my time is almost. When you are lying down, when you are about to sleep, you must have a dosage of the word of God that is supposed to stir you up. The word of God is one thing that can stir you up. And the last one is that when thou riseth up. That's your quiet time. When you rise up, that's your quiet time. You don't have your quiet time. Kofridia, we have come to tell you that listen, there are things that can make you grow and mature quickly. Like what Reverend William was explaining about Christian growth. Christian growth doesn't need time, like the normal time. You can give your life to Christ today. Do you understand? And in a couple of 2 months, you can grow. You can learn the things, apply them, and move on. It's not like class 3. You have to be there for 1 year and then move to this one another year. No. It's not like that. Other than that, somebody who gave his life to Christ last month will not be able to know a lot. Hallelujah. When you rise up, all of you, when you rise up, Safe Church, when you rise up, you must pick a Bible. When you rise up, the first thing you are picking is a Bible. Don't confuse it. When you rise up, locate your Bible and have a quiet time. You've been taught how to have a quiet time. Yes. Take your Bible. You see, because like this church we are in, UD, it's not a problem. You just have to be there for a long time. They say you are a basenta leader. If you don't do your quiet time, one day we can make you reverend or lady reverend, even if you don't do your quiet time. It's a human institution backed by the Holy Spirit. I don't stay in your house. Do I know your house? If I'm the bishop here, do I know your house? I don't know your house. Do I stay in your house? Do I sleep in your house? If you wake up and you have your quiet time, will you text me? You don't text me. But we can make you, one day we can make her a lady reverend, but she doesn't have a quiet time. And I'm saying that there are pastors in our church who are pastors, but they don't have their quiet time. Because there is nothing stirring you up. You don't have anybody you communicate with. I read a certain scripture, and this scripture, it has ministered something to me. There's nothing like that. When thou riseth up, when you wake up from bed, pick your Bible. You should be able to organize a prayer meeting for yourself. If you cannot do that, you are going nowhere to happen. And Bishop, should I carry your iPad? And Bishop, Bishop, please, you are blessed. Bishop, you are blessed. Cry. You disusu the baby now. Cry. You do the cry, and we make you lady reverend. We are blessed. Bishop, we are blessed. You will continue to be blessed like that without having an effective quiet time. And nothing is stirring you up. We have come to stir you up in this church. We've come to stir you up. Koforida, you know something. Yeah, you know something. But we want to say that there should be, another word for stir up is provoke. And there's a scripture in Hebrews. It's provoke unto good works. Somebody can provoke you unto good works. I on this, I'll tell the truth. This conference, he said, one day he was having his quiet time, and God told him that he should do conference for the children. Then he called me from Kumasi, Accra. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works. And I said, God told you we should do conferences. He said, God has not told me anything. But if you say God told you, it's a good work. So why not? You understand? God told me that I have my quiet. God has never told me to have any conference. So if God told him that I should have conference, if the day God don't want me to do it, you tell me that, don't do it again, I'll stop. It's not a problem. You understand? But let us consider one another to provoke, to stir up unto love and good work. May something stir you up unto love and good work. Yeah. Choristers, when you meet, you should tell your neighbor that I listen to a certain song. One thing about me, when I get a song and I like it, it repeats. I can listen to one song like 3 days. You should be able to tell me, I heard this song. Rather, the type of songs you sing to each other. Huh. Hallelujah. May we be stirred up unto love and good works. This is where those of you who have been saved for a long time, this is where we had that word from Polak. Polak. Provoke unto love. So the P, in some translations, the unto is unto O-O-L-A-G. Good word. Polak. This way. Provoke unto. May something provoke you. Yeah. May something provoke you unto love and good works. Put your hands together for the Lord and rise to your feet. Today we don't have time. But tomorrow we trust God that we'll have a good time with you. And our aim in this conference is to provoke you, is to stir you up so that you don't become dormant, so that you don't become stagnant. One of the things stagnant waters do is that they breed mosquitoes. Stagnant waters. They breed mosquitoes. When you are there for a long time and you don't do anything, you will see that your foolishness and your stupidity will now arise. Yeah. They'll be big. You find every reason and fought with everything in this church. Because you are a stagnant person. You don't do anything. You don't have your quiet time. You don't have your quiet time. You are bringing song for us to learn in the choir. Ha! Father, we thank you. Holy Spirit, stir us up. Stir us up in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. And take your seat.
This has been the Unadulterated Word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.